All right. This meeting is being conducted in person at the Engineering Services Section Boardroom. This continues to the public. Members of the public may also participate virtually by logging into the agency's Zoom meeting. Any member of the public may listen to the meeting or make comments to the committee using the call-in number or Zoom webinar link. In the event that there is a disruption of service which prevents the agency from broadcasting the meeting to members of the public using either the call-in option or internet-based service, this meeting will not be postponed or rescheduled, but will continue without remote participation. Remote participation option is being provided as a convenience to the public, but is not required. Members of the public are welcome to attend the meeting in person. For the members of the public that are present, there are public comment cards on the table outside. Please complete and return to our able administrator here to help expedite the public comments. The procedures for tonight's meeting are normally as follows. The chair will introduce each agenda item. Staff will present the item. The chair will then ask for public comments and then ask for discussion and questions from the committee members. The committee then comes to a consensus to move the item to the board for consideration if appropriate, and items will be considered to be put on the agenda, on the consent calendar when possible. PowerPoints shown at tonight's meeting will be posted to the SCV Water website. All right. It looks like the Maria Gutzeit is not yet here. She is expected shortly. I will turn over the responsibilities of the chair when she gets here. So we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Kathy, do you wish to lead us in the pledge?
Sure. Right. Place your hand over your heart. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so item two, we're here for public comment on non-agenda items. Do you have any public comment? Seeing none, do we have any online?
None.
All right. Trying to think, should we take these things out of order or take a short break? I don't want to leave.
I would suggest keeping them in order.
Keeping in order, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't
choose.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. I don't. Right. I don't want to start item three because that sounds like kind of long and leaving her out of the. All right. We are just ready for you to begin item number three.
Perfect timing.
Right. Perfect timing. So.
Thank you. Sorry about that. As I told Stephen.
Oh.
Dog drama.
Perfectly.
Okay. All right. And we're going on to the legislative platform and advocacy process. It's going to be presented by Kevin Strauss.
Good evening, members of the committee. Each year, as you know, the Board of Directors fully adopts a legislative platform that originates here in the Public Outreach and Legislative Committee. So tonight, we brought together a draft legislative platform built off the 2023 approved platform that we shared with our legal consultants, advocates in Sacramento and Washington, D.C. The one suggested change for this year is broadening Section 2, specifically related to imported water supply, and making a sub-item, 2F, for water storage. Previously, the legislative platform singled out for storage projects south of the Delta, and we would suggest broadening that to really any storage projects north or south of the Delta that would have benefit to SCV water. That's the only change that we're recommending for this year. The only change that was updated last year in 2023 was inclusion of legislation that supported a water rate assistance program or funding for those programs. And so this is our recommendation for this year. And then we would ask after discussion here if this is recommended forward to the board to be put on consent for December the 5th.
All right. Do we have any director comments on this?
Or public comment first?
No online public comment.
Live public comment? Okay. Director comment.
Okay. Thank you. So I have just, I don't know, three, four very minor considerations for some minor small changes. So on page four of the agenda, I'm sorry, of the, it's confusing, sorry. Number 2.0, so there's purpose, and then there's 2.0 imported water supply. Number one, development of long-term state water plan that balances California's competing water needs amongst environmental restoration, comma, agriculture, et cetera, et cetera. The word restoration to me, I wonder if we can change that out with maybe another word such as maybe environmental values or environmental needs. Just when I read restoration, it implies that something, we would get to the point of something being so degraded or neglected that then only if it needs restoration would we give consideration to that. So I'd like to see a different word that does not imply that. And I'll let you decide what that word is. So that's the first one. Second one, next page, under 3.0 local water resources. Anywhere in number one, I just wonder if we can include, because there's very specific examples of strategies that we would hope to accept federal and state funding for. And I'm wondering if we can include also specifically removal of invasive plant species in there as well, since that tends to be a focus. I hope it continues to be a focus. So if we can include that somewhere, or if you feel like it fits somewhere else better, that's fine too. But I feel like it needs to be included in there somewhere.
Doesn't groundwater recovery cover that completely? Isn't that the point of removing the invasive species?
Perhaps, but I don't see the harm in adding that specifically, since it has been a topic that's come up time and time again in our committee.
And we've gotten grants for it.
And again, we've gotten $1 million for it. So
I'm not saying that's not a valuable thing. I just wonder when you put in that level of specificity, if it waters down other possibilities.
Okay. Well, again, I'll throw it out to staff. Finish your suggestions.
Okay. Sorry.
I'll chime in on suggestions.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. No problem. And then skipping over to 7.0, sustainable water resources management practices. There's the word operation of existing water resources infrastructure, and I'm wondering if we can remove the word existing, because why limit it to the ones that are only existing? That kind of opens it up to new ideas and strategies, perhaps, that would be caught under that. And then lastly, next page, 12.0, land use and growth management. I know we don't have anything specifically listed under there, and it specifies that issues related to that would go to the board for discussion. But I'm wondering if we can put something in it like supporting MUELO type state ordinances or any type of ordinances that encourage smart growth strategies or conservation related building strategies, something like that. Again, I'm going to leave that for you all to think about and wordsmith if that's something. But again, I think it encourages this partnership between us as the water agency and the builders and developers, and hopefully we can continue to create that stronger partnership. And that's kind of the spirit I'm going for. So I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
May I ask a follow up just for that last point, so I can clarify. Mm-hmm. So right now there's not a specific support, oppose this. This one is take any of those and bring them to the full board for consideration for a position on. Mm-hmm. Would you want to say like we support legislation that does this and codify that at this level and not refer that to the whole board? So
I mean, I don't want to put a barrier for things going to the board, because I feel like there's probably some things that are appropriate to go to the board for discussion. So I don't know how to answer your question. I'll let you digest that. That's your job. But I don't know. I felt like we've been talking about that, so to put something in here related to that might be helpful. And I feel like, Mr. Cole, you're closer to all of that in those discussions, so you have some language to think about. Those are my suggestions.
Director Bronstein.
Sorry. I'm good. I appreciated some of the changes Director Armitage did. But I figured we
discuss it. Yeah. Director Cully?
So, okay. I'm going to go back here. And give me the...
Number two.
Okay.
Striking restoration and changing it to something else.
I have no difficulty. I think that you're right and that restoration probably is really restrictive. And so environmental needs, of course, that puts the needs twice in the same sentence, which
demands.
English majors don't like.
Demands.
I would suggest just taking out restoration and leaving the phrase as environmental agriculture and urban water management.
Sure, yeah. And that becomes environmental management.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
What was the next one?
3.0, adding somewhere the removal of invasive plant species.
Yeah, I kind of feel like when you get that specific, it waters down the rest of it. I don't think staff would ever misunderstand that is, and this is a document primarily to staff and to our consultants.
Mm-hmm.
And so neither one of them would ever be confused that that's something of value to everybody in this valley and to this board. So I don't think it serves any purpose. And I think it waters down the intent, my opinion.
Okay.
What was the next? I'm sorry.
Next one on page 4 or 7, depending on which number you're looking at. 7.0, removing the word existing before water resources infrastructure.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So strike the word existing,
yeah.
But just, yeah.
Sure, okay. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. The
last one was under next page 12.0, land use and growth management.
Yeah, So I think that what your suggestion is would certainly fit under almost any other, and is no doubt in here otherwise. And when it comes to land use and growth issues in this valley, I think that the board, you know, if there's specific legislation that affects specific land use and growth in this valley, before we would take a position on it, this board should be involved. I mean, that's too big of an issue. So while I don't disagree that there are probably things that have to do that, you know, land use and growth management are also part of, you know, things like water use efficiency. And if it fits under water use efficiency, which I think your comment does, and it's already there, but to put it again under land use and growth management makes little sense to me. I mean, is there a reason why it would need to be there and not under water use efficiency?
Well, I mean, it's related to land use and growth management. I mean, I just figured.
I don't want us to be confused with a land use or planning agency.
Mm-hmm.
We continually say we are not.
Right.
And we are not. And to the extent that somebody would want us to act like one, mm-hmm. I would want the board very specifically to decide that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Is that so to the extent that the water use efficiency already has what you suggested, I think, unless you think it's not in there, I would prefer that I like the idea that staff is being told in no uncertain terms that the board would want to be involved in anything related to land use in this valley.
Okay.
My thoughts.
Okay. So where we're at is we supported it. Well, seems to be a consensus on the first one. Invasive species, the second one. So I thought one way to accomplish that without being too specific in section 3.0 number one would be at number five says encourage and or fund watershed based integrated water resources management and planning. It could be water resources management, comma, projects and planning if you wanted to.
Restoration.
Well,
watershed with restoration. I think that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to fix the watershed.
Which is a project. Would that work to have a space for invasive species funding support?
I mean, I think so, because it's our platform.
Yeah.
So we want to focus on these, you know, put a spotlight on this stuff. And we have been actively getting grants for this and trying to move forward on. So.
Okay.
So yeah. Nobody here disagrees with the
idea. Well, we're doing it. Yeah. It's not getting specific in a summary document.
Yeah. Yeah.
So can we just fit in the word projects on 5.3.0 number 5.
You're saying to put in a specific project. I mean, I read this and I don't see much in the way of very specific things. Like, I mean, even the change north of the Delta that staff recommends, it clearly is, to me, screams out Sites Reservoir. Okay.
Yeah.
But we're not saying, you know, support Sites Reservoir.
Right.
We're it's more general, and we.
Right.
So I just don't understand why we would specifically call out a particular type.
Well, that's
of
why I said watershed restoration is saying it without saying it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a watershed project is even broader. For instance, Bouquet Reservoir, although that could be restoration, but not Bouquet Reservoir, the Bouquet Creek issue.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Is a watershed-related project.
So, I mean, that's just where I thought that would be a good compromise. That
water resources management, planning, and projects?
Yeah.
Putting that would be fine to me. That seems like a good place to
put it. Okay. I'll do it in the order that you said it. We agreed to strike the letter. The language consensus on striking existing from water resources under 7.0 number one. And then on land use and growth management, I hear Director Colley's concern and thought we should try to fit it in to 5 if we feel it's not covered in 5, which is water use efficiency. For instance, sets cost-effective efficiency standards, and it says for water-using devices, we could just strike the words for water-using devices and just say, says cost-effective efficiency standards. So that's going to include landscape.
For water use.
Yes. For water use. So that could be turf, that could be devices, that could be landscape planning. Any number of things. What do you think of that for, again, trying not to get too specific on WELLO, but leaving a space for it?
In under 5?
Yeah, 5.2 was what I thought, but if it fit in there somewhere else without, again, being specific on WELLO specifically, but some kind of landscape coverage.
I mean, I think they're still two different things. I'm okay with being outvoted. I will leave it alone. I mean, I think there should still be something under there
to show again the spirit of looking for opportunities to be partners in smart growth. And you know, the more we can encourage that, like the more they can develop. Like if we're being smarter and smarter with our water, right? Like that helps the builders and developers too. So, but again, this is not a hill I'm willing to die on. If you don't agree, I will let it go. But I'll just let it go.
Do you think it helps to simply get water using devices and say water use?
Yes, set cost of
in 502.
For water use, yes.
I think
it's more about a if I'm understanding you correctly, it's more about the philosophical mindset, because this is a platform, so it's what we're looking for. So it's encouraging us to look at platforms that are legislation that aims for good uses of the land and the way that gets developed. I don't think that you're looking for something specific.
Well, not good uses of land, but it's just smart about
how
things are built so that we can be building smartly. I think that's what I'm trying to get at. And you know, us as the water agency who ultimately approves, you know, the water supply assessments and the verifications and all that, I think it's better when we're asked for these approvals if we know that builders are incorporating these water cost effective strategies into their building. So, but again, I'm not gonna like, I'm good. I'm gonna waste more time if there's opposition to that.
I do like, irrespective of this discussion, I do like changing it to water use instead of limiting devices. So
yeah.
You're all comfortable with that.
Okay, let's do that.
Any other proposals? Can I read back to you then what
I've
captured? So bringing back a further draft for the full board on item 2 on the imported water, subsection 1, removing the word restoration.
Mm-hmm.
Item 3, local water, subsection 1.5, adding in the word projects after management.
Mm-hmm. Planning and
projects.
Yeah.
In that phrase.
Yeah.
Section 5, subsection 2, changing 4 to say 4 water use instead
mm-hmm.
of water using devices.
Mm-hmm.
And section 7 and sustainable, subsection 1, removing the word existing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good for those. Yeah. With those changes made, then, like I said, is that something that voting on recommending going forward?
I just have a little question.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have both north and south of the delta instead of just increased storage?
It's another way to do
it. Yep, it is another way to do it.
I mean, we're just being mouthy here.
Be consistent
and it's
with
like,
how we thought about it. Yeah.
I can change.
I mean, if we want to get
it, that's clean. Everybody okay with
I mean,
that?
that's the
yeah, I'm okay
the
with it. I think there's a
east of the delta.
Yeah. Because of the fact that there's a change, it kind of brings attention to the fact that we are now, to me, that if it was not there, I would not have necessarily seen Sites Reservoir in that.
Yeah.
But
so then
I think staff, I don't know, would staff still read it as we're
I mean, I think it just takes the limitations off it. In totality. One could say east or west.
Right.
It just says we're
west of the delta, we don't care.
Supportive of increasing storage in a manner that does not detrimentally impact the water supply and reliability of state water project. I think that reads cleaner.
Yep.
I mean, we just need more storage. We called out the south of the delta because of other concerns that we have,
mm-hmm.
and that's why it was there.
Right.
But if you're like, we just want storage and we don't care anymore, then we don't need a compass.
Yeah.
It is interesting. I can imagine things that we would not care about storage north of the delta. the fact that Sites Reservoir is screaming at me when I read this maybe blinds me to the fact that there are probably other people that would think of things that I could care less about or would actually be detrimental to me.
Right, that don't affect our age.
Yeah, well, yeah. Or could even potentially be detrimental. Okay, but it's still, it says, and is not detrimental to the State Water Project. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Good.
Yeah. So, recommended to move forward then with those five changes to the full board on the 5th consent calendar.
Anything consent?
Somebody wants to, they can pull it.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you okay with
I'm
consent?
Okay with
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pull it.
Yeah. If anybody on a committee objects to something, I always feel like it should never go on consent. There's one dissenting voice, then that voice should be heard by the full board without pulling it tonight. Just my view.
All right. Ready to move on?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to move on to number 4, which is a review of the Public Outreach and Legislation and Committee Scheduling and Calendar Planning presented by Kevin Strauss.
I'll let Steve take this one.
Sounds good. Yeah. So what we wanted to do, we've been kind of dancing around the idea of how to make sure we're making sure the committee is doing efficient business and that you guys are all getting what you want out of the committee. So this agenda item is really just to help us have that discussion. There's a couple items in here that Kevin was able to prepare kind of like a little summary of, you know, this committee, its design has never really focused on action items, so to speak. It's very different than, say, like the engineering committee where you're making a project and you need action because it needs, you know, a board authorization for a certain funding amount. This committee has always been more of kind of an informational committee. You know, whether it's the legislative reports that we receive or the outreach materials that we receive and reporting that we receive. And it's an opportunity for staff to kind of get feedback from a subset of, at least of the board and some direction, although be it just from the committee, about how you're feeling about how we're going about certain things. So I know in discussing with Chair Gutzeit, we wanted to look at this, make sure that it's meeting the needs of the committee. We did kind of walk through an efficiency exercise with our legislative advocates as far as the timing of the calendar for the year and when things are more cooking than others. Dennis gave us some specific feedback on the state side that we've laid out in the new proposed calendar. Jeff Bowman's preference was to just keep going like we're going and reporting each month. But the proposed calendar is basically saying that we would have those reports every other month instead of doing it every month. And as an alternative to that, we could rotate, you know, we could do the state 1 month and the federal the next month and so on and so forth. So this is really just an agenda item to talk through that, make sure you guys are comfortable with how things are going. Kevin, I don't know if you want to just take a little bit of time walking through the summary, and we can have a discussion about it.
I will mention, too, I believe that Jeff and Dennis are both on the call as well to answer questions about their input on this process. So Steve mentioned our staff put together a report on the committee activities for the last 2 years. And you'll see that most of them, that's that Excel sheet that's agenda page 15. Most of these are informative items. The big ones that we reviewed in this year that have actually been action items that have been recommended to the board, the legislative advocate position that will be added in the next fiscal year. We've talked about the customer survey report that's then gone as a presentation to the full board. We've mostly gotten feedback on our advertising strategy, our social media tactics, but we've had just two items on agenda that have been listed as action items. one of which was recommending approving or authorizing an agreement for grant administration services was the other action item for this calendar year, mm-hmm. in addition to tonight's, which didn't make it to this list for the legislative platform.
Mm-hmm. So that would be three for
2023. So for 2023. So it'd be three for 2023 that were listed as action items. This committee approved an action that then went to the board.
Okay.
You'll notice we had two rescheduled meetings, one canceled, and then we're showing a canceled meeting for December for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back at 2022, there were a total of, it looks like, six action items that were listed. One was the Jerry Flyback Scholarship, one as well as the legislative platform that's going to happen every year. Other ones were, had to do with the one in January of 2022 is a legislative platform for the year of 2022. It made it late in that round. Brought it earlier this year. So you'll see that those are most of them. The budget, when it comes up, those are the items that this committee takes actions on, in addition to receiving updates from my staff, from Steve on our advocacy and our outreach and our community events, and then more so gaining feedback of what you've seen, ideas and strategies, or how we can tweak some programs. And that's what we've done this year.
Okay. Do we have any public comment on this item?
There is no public comment.
No, seeing no public comment over here. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to actually talk about this a little bit, because this was kind of one that I've talked to staff a few times during the year. And coming from the other committees where, as I said, we do a lot of action, this definitely felt different. I think it would be helpful if we all agreed what we want the committees to be, whether it would be action oriented or if it's receiving information. And there can be a mix of both, but I think we're a little light on the action side, in my opinion, and maybe reordering things or handling things differently, even changing some of the agenda items to, instead of being a report, bringing them more up to like summary level. Just as an aside, I had this issue at Water Resources too, when we were getting conservation summaries, but we weren't looking at the conservation strategy. So, a decision that could be made or a specific input that could happen is, what is our outreach strategy? What does that look like? Does that make sense to everyone versus this is the outreach that we already did? Like, do we all agree with the strategy? Why are we doing this strategy, having a step higher than we've been doing, I thought would make it more action oriented. And I'm just throwing these out here for discussion. Another thought is, we've heard about education. It's fascinating to hear what is all going on, but why are we doing it? Do we know why we're doing it? Do we want to keep spending that money on that? Would the money be better spent somewhere else? I don't know. And not somewhere else, but would the budget shift more heavily, say, to advertising versus elementary education? Or do we want to keep it the same way? So that would be a decision, like a decision to continue with the legislative platform. Do we continue with our education strategy? Do we continue with our outreach strategy? Those would be kind of approval processes in my mind, like we just did with the legislative platform, which I thought was excellent, because the legislative platform informs what the staff does. We don't talk about the other strategies. So I thought reducing the legislative information and shifting the agenda items to more approval, review and approval of strategies, rather than getting into after the fact information or a lot of detail, because I feel the board should be a higher level I feel like if we're just throwing out there, hey, why don't you look at this? Why don't you look at that? There's a risk of having the staff being directed in random approaches without understanding how it fits into our overall strategy. So this committee has not had a format that I'm used to. And so that, I think that's why I struggled with it a little bit this year and asked that we have a lot more time to discuss it tonight to see what other people think. But yeah, that would be my throw it out proposal, would be possibly going to bi-monthly meetings, making the agenda items more policy review and approval. We should have, are we going to have a budget pre-review? Yeah, so that would be one of them. Outreach, education, ledge platform, and then possibly special meetings when there's projects. I heard before there was a lot of time spent on the website and a lot of time spent on a water summit. If things like that are coming up that we need a working group on, then we could use those odd months for a working group time to achieve those things, but they wouldn't they would be canceled if there wasn't a project that we were engaging on. So that was my initial thoughts on this, but we want to see what everybody thinks. So where to take this committee? So is that a hand raise?
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay.
Commenting.
Okay. <Yeah.
laughs> So first off, let me, if folks will indulge me a little bit, I kind of go back to the roots of this agency, going back into CLWA. And
before
so this,
all of our time. So that
yeah, before
helpful.
All of your
yeah.
times. I didn't want to, not trying. I have this weird feeling that might be offensive. I hope it's not. So back in CLWA days, before Jackie McMillan came onto the board, this committee didn't exist, and CLWA didn't put a lot of resources on public outreach, and we didn't have this position even, okay? This didn't exist. We had a staffer who was particularly good at it, and it was just a part-time thing in her that she did. And when she left, it was left kind of a big hole. Anyway, so Jackie became very vocal over a period of years that she wanted more public outreach. I think that came from her day job in part, because that's what she did for the folks over the hill. That
Met.
Yeah.
She's with Met, right?
So she's, yeah. And that's her full-time job is to, I don't know exactly. So even at the time she was pushing for it, and ever since, I've always felt like there's a huge difference between transparency and the availability of information and the pushing of information out and spending money to push information out. So I think of, you know, we have members of the public here tonight. They are actively, you know, they want the information. They're here to get it. We're transparent. We provide it to them. We have things like the website and many, many reports, and they're all published, if not publicized. And so I've long felt like spending money to try to get people interested in what we do isn't spending their money very effectively. Okay. I don't agree with pushing as opposed to transparency. And I make that distinction pretty clear in my head anyway. My other comment related to this is that the committee structure as a whole is not well balanced. Okay? This committee, as Maria implies, doesn't have a lot of things, actions that it should take, does take, that it cares about. Our meetings are relatively short. This function, to the extent that it existed before this committee was formed, was done by the administrative committee at CLWA. And having it pulled out, it was just a little, to me, it's just a little tiny piece of what admin committee used to do. And so we, you know, they still have this big, huge pie that they have difficulty getting through. And we have not that much. So
that's interesting.
I would suggest that we kind of expand the question and maybe even ask staff to sort of maybe look at, does the committee structure and the assignment of different things properly allocated? I mean, administration and finance are two pretty independent functions. Okay? And so why does a personnel manual, how does that relate to the budget? I mean, obviously they're both are, but what's that?
It's everything.
Everything relates to the budget. Yeah. So yeah, we should, I guess the finance committee ought to be doing engineering job and everything else. That's a whole separate subject that I have opinions on. I'll stop right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I would like to consider the possibility of asking staff to consider whether or not the committee structure as it currently is formed makes sense. Didn't I see something very recently that there's an ad hoc committee also formed to, you know, I don't know what their charge is, but I think there is, is there an ad hoc committee starting up? Where did I see that?
Well, you asked for discussion of how the board meetings are, which I think, I don't know if there's an ad hoc for that. Maybe Steve knows, but I think that's a good idea. And then we had an ad hoc on the boardroom redesign.
Okay. I wasn't sure if the boardroom redesign was
the same as what you asked for. Okay. Yeah. But I think your issue will be taken up. I think that's a good point too.
Yeah. That's kind of where I would like to take this discussion is to, maybe we can, if we're going to continue the committee structure sort of as exists today, which I'm not real, but you know, hugely in favor of, at least reallocating
some work
so that committees are more balanced.
That's interesting.
In what they do.
And I will add to that, just, you know, I don't know if you were on finance, but I remember being on finance when admin was joined with finance because there wasn't enough admin stuff. They didn't want to have an admin committee. They want to make it FNA because there was only a little bit of admin, but maybe that could come over here.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
It's an interesting topic. I mean, I do think it's good to look at how we're doing the committees every once in a while, how we're structuring them and how they're balanced. I think that's a valid point. You know, some of it's just organizationally, right?
Right. Because
so how that flows and the staff. The
manager.
Right.
And department.
The reports and things like that. So some of it has to do with that. But I don't think it's a bad idea to look at as an agency whether our committee structure is doing what we want it to do.
Yeah, I would caution that it's not, that may be a consideration, but let's not have the tail wag the dog. One of the things that I understand that would happen if we restructured and there was a particular manager that overlapped, that might create an extra workload on a manager or a direct report. But I just not sure that that's the only feature to consider.
Yeah.
I mean, it may be a factor, but it's not. We should be careful not to.
One other thing I thought of, though, we have a tremendous, and I'm not skipping you guys, I'm just trying to wrap this thought up. The conservation and grants, like we get that information, but it's primarily handled through water resources. And that is under you. Mm-hmm. So that might be another thing to look at as far as merging or reallocating, maybe, if you think. But what do you guys think?
I was going to say that I kind of agree with you.
I know.
Terrible.
Wow. I always think it's shocking when we agree. Now.
Well, so here, I mean, because I.
Bill Cooper needs
well,
to be here.
No, because I take it a step further. I think that all committees should be abolished and we should just have.
Yeah, I agree.
We're a 9-person board, and I think that it'd be way more effective to present stuff to us and then let us vote on it and then move on and just have a themed. I brought it up once. People did not like it, but have a themed each week. And that way we all know what's going on precisely in each department, and we can make better, I think, educated decisions in that way. And if there's a kink somewhere, we can catch it instead of it getting on. And then we have to rush it to a board meeting and then have a special board meeting because something's not, I don't know. I think it would streamline a lot of things. And I think that a lot of directors would feel a lot more comfortable with that. That being said, I actually enjoy getting the information from our state and federal legislators. I actually would like to get a report for them every month. To me, having that repetition and seeing the little changes each month, I find it to be beneficial. I would also say that I would love it if we could talk more policy and more action than just information, but I definitely appreciate the information that we get. And so I would still like to have monthly meetings.
Question on the getting the information. Do you want to hear it verbal or it's written? Okay.
And for me, having them verbally, because they also, I mean, there's the packet and then there's all the stuff that they add to it, which is to me is where usually all the juice is really, you know, where all the little details are, because when you're writing something, you think of it in a different way than when you're saying it verbally. So I find the verbal presentation is very informative.
Okay. Director Armitage. Okay. So I'm trying to capture or comment on kind of all the things that were thrown out. In terms of the balance of committees, and I do agree, I think there needs to be time set aside to have a larger, broader discussion of just flow of information to the board and whether or not that includes committees. And if so, what does the committee structure look like? Is it the same? Is it different? I think that's just a separate important conversation that needs to be had. In addressing the water conservation comment, I agree. I kind of feel like this, if there was some restructuring and it kind of landed with public outreach and legislation, I feel like that might be an interesting, helpful place too, because there's a lot of things I want to comment on, but I'm like, oh, but that's water resources. but it is tied to kind of what we're doing here too. So, you know, but until we have that discussion and all of that is figured out and we need to continue having these committee meetings, I do want to say that, yes, this committee does bring less action items forward to the board, but I think that's okay. It's not a competition, like, right? I appreciated some of what you offered as well. I do think it's okay to also think about elevating some of these, what are typically informational items, to include a little more discussion and decision-making. You know, so a lot, I feel like a lot of times, like, the budget discussion is kind of like, well, here it is.
but why?
It's already wrapped up in a nice bow and like, we just approve it and then it moves on to the board. So I would like to have a little bit more discussion and maybe some decision-making be included in part of that. So I do agree with that. In terms of frequency and timing, I agree with Director Brunstein. Appreciate and I find value in getting the legislative reports both at the federal level and the state level, and when we have local again, on a monthly basis. The information that they share with us, at least from my perspective, is very dense. The repetition, some people may not appreciate the repetition. I appreciate the repetition because that I learn each and every time, even though the information is very similar. Each and every time I like pick something different up. Oh, that makes sense to me now because of conversation we had last month or whatever. And so it is very helpful for me even to hear it repeatedly, but also it evolves, you know, the bills evolve over time. So I think I worry that if we space them out too much, we might lose the ability to wherever, if we want to, you know, insert ourselves or comment or something, or just let them know, like, hey, we want a heads up on that bill. I fear that we're going to lose the ability to do that if we're spreading them out more. Mm-hmm. So I also appreciate the monthly updates, both written and verbal. I learn both of those ways help me learn. So what else? Yeah, bottom line is I support the current format. So really quickly on this spreadsheet, I have to say, when I looked at this, I was like, what? I was surprised to see so many empty rows because I feel like we provide input at every meeting. And
some of those, if I may go back through them, some of those I don't have minutes for or notes from Kathy.
Okay.
And I looked at the agenda and there was not a follow-up item on a board agenda. So okay. There was no action item.
Okay.
And if I couldn't distinctly say, this is what you discussed, I didn't write it in the empty box.
Because I tell you, I was tempted to go back and listen to recordings and bring you information because I don't know. I mean, I pride myself on taking time ahead of the meetings to read my packet and try to bring feedback for you and for staff, even if it's just like, great job, keep doing it, you know, kind of thing. So hopefully that's helpful to you too when you hear that, right? Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of times we do bring little tidbits, you know, little tweaks like, hey, we'd love to see this little tweak. And so I look at this, I'm like, what? I feel like we provide input at every meeting in some way, right? So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so that's it.
Okay. Kind of circling back around. I like the idea of looking for if there's other things that make sense for us to handle. But I agree that that's going to be probably a longer discussion, right? Because it has to incorporate a board structure discussion or calendar discussion for the whole board. And any committee reshuffling may come out of that, which is probably going to take a while. So as far as what we can do now, I want to make clear that I do tremendously value both our state and federal advocates. And I think they do fabulous work. Frankly, they do such fabulous work that I don't know that they get anything from us that changes their direction. I mean, we have been so successful on federal funding through Vanskoyuk's relationships, and Dennis Albiani, you know, has his pulse on Sacramento clearly. So going back to, you know, what are we here for? I mean, I view it as we should be spending the public's money wisely. I regret that I'm not on some other committees. I mean, just because of the smaller boards, we can't be on multiple committees. I loved water resources. I loved hearing all of that detail. I don't have time to listen to that. I have just from day one, I'm like, I can't handle another one. So, you know, I'm sure engineering is fascinating, but I don't know that we're here to be informed if there's not an action coming from it. We need to be informed to take proper action. But, you know, just another example, I oddly really love the fleet maintenance updates. That fleet guy talking about the electrification is fascinating to me, but that is related to a decision that's going to be a big budget decision coming to us before the end of the year. So he's telling us all about the electrification and the fleet because they're going to be asking for money. I am concerned that we spend half an hour to 45 minutes every month talking about bills that we don't take any action on, that we will not be taking any action on. And perhaps what would make it feel more useful to me would be if we talked about things that are of direct concern to the agency. For instance, as I was looking through this, scribbling notes all over, I saw the comment letter that we put in on the water conservation as a way of life regulation. So there are regulations that have huge impacts on us that we could talk about in more detail, and because we are going to take action on it that impact us. I also know that Matt Stone did a lot of commentary on PFAS. That's a big budget hit. That's something that, like conservation as a way of life, is something that likely will affect our budget and need to be communicated to our ratepayers. So if we can use our advocate time in that way, rather than, I love to talk about it. Don't get me wrong. I could talk, would talk about it over a coffee and, love to talk to Jeff or Dennis at, lunch sometime about, what's going on in the Capitol and who's ousted a speaker and all that. I mean, that's fun stuff to me, but how does it affect what the decisions we make and the board make? If we can bring the focus to that time, to that, I think I would feel better about spending time on that than just talking about things that we won't be taking action on and that don't affect us. What else? I agree verbal is better than written, but maybe refocusing that and bring, I know some people have been here for a while, but, maybe looking at the written policies. Oh, that was it. The tidbit approach. When we see changes, for instance, at FNA on a board policy, employee manual, something, there's a red line of what we're going to change. I feel like if we are just getting a presentation and saying, hey, Kevin, I think we should do this next time, it almost circumvents, public input and the thought process, because it doesn't say, are there any changes that the committee would like to see to our educational program, versus, hey, let's do this with, this group. Not everybody might be prepared. The public might not know that that's coming if it's just an update, versus if things are stated as a, programmatic element review, and maybe you give us our program. Here's the program. Action, would the committee like to see any changes? And also, why? Why are we doing it? Going back to that digital presentation was fascinating, but, why are we doing digital? Is it better than newspaper? Is it a supplement to newspapers? What of our overall advertising budget is it, and why? I think if the items were presented in that way, it would feel like we know what we're supposed to input on, as opposed to just, hey, I thought of this thing. I saw this thing in the paper. I feel a little unprepared when it's like that. So what do you guys think of structuring it a little differently so it's clear what we're providing input on?
Okay. So I think that would be fine. Mm-hmm. On your second point, mm-hmm. I think that ties into kind of what we were speaking of earlier as well. So I'd be fine with that. To circle back to what we're first talking about in terms of presentation and keeping abreast with the various legislation. I wasn't clear on what you were suggesting we switch to.
Yeah.
But
I can answer that if you want.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, just like now we have the written package and then some verbal discussion. So again, the discussion may be about very broad topics, like Congress is on recess, so on, they're fighting over the speaker, gosh darn it, is there going to be I'm picking on federal, but that's the example I could thought, gosh darn it, is there going to be a shutdown? rather than talking about that or a bill on potential changes to the waters of the United States rule, which is not in our legislative advocacy package, which is not something that we're going to comment on, talk about what does affect us. Congress can't agree on a budget. Therefore, the Bouquet Canyon Reservoir funding is going to, restoration funding is going to be on hold. We are trying to get additional grant funding from these five programs that President Biden just announced. Specifically, what on the federal side affects us, what's going on, rather than other bills and other political stuff. Same at the state level, and also can mention opportunities for comment. We would love to have Matt come talk to EPA about PFAS. At the state level, you know, this water conservation is a way of life. You know, AQUA's position on this is XYZ. The agency's writing a letter to this effect. This bill, you know, will be heard next month, and staff is going to go testify. That specificity, as opposed to a general thing about, you know, bills that we will not be acting on, bills that we won't be voting on, bills that don't affect us. It's fine to include the written. I assume that the written is available, probably because of the work that they do. They're probably summarizing a lot of bills that are tangential to water, but nothing that we will be doing. I'd rather have the verbal be about what we're engaging in or going to engage in.
Kind of like our local, what we've been trying to change our local to. So it's like about what we're doing and what's affecting us.
Perfect example, because you talk, you know, why are we talking about city council if there's nothing on the agenda that affects us? Exactly. That's a great example. Even better example. Examples than I did, for sure. So that's what I was talking about.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying. So I think that, I mean, at least in the written reports, I appreciate the broader perspective that's offered, even if it's not something that's going to touch our agency and the work that the agency does. I like that context that's offered, both at the federal and the state level. In terms of only offering us information, for instance, on state bills that we think are going to affect us, I disagree with that, because I feel like there's been specific instances where there's been bills that some of us have looked at and they weren't highlighted as ones that were potentially going to affect our agency. And we asked for information and updates around them, and they did provide that information. And it was helpful. So I feel like that's our call as a committee, is to, you know, they narrow down what they think is going to be applicable to us. But I would like to also have the additional information for us to be able to look through ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know they give us a fixed state gives us a big packet of all the bills that they're watching related to water. I like to have that ability to go through and go, wait, why are we not getting an update on this one? And have the opportunity to have that discussion and maybe include it in the, you know, the highlighted.
I think
bills.
That's fine to get all of the information, but I'm saying their verbal could focus on what's going on, unless the director had a specific question. If it was something like, what is this bill about, that can also happen offline. And then if it is relevant, then say, hey, well, that does sound like it's relevant. Can you include that in next month's update? Versus asking questions on bills that may not be relevant in the meeting. I feel like we get sidetracked and spend a lot of time on things that we'll never work on. And I'd rather focus on things we're going to work on.
I think that maybe if they focus their verbal on more actionable stuff, you might feel different if somebody does sidestep and ask about something, because they're not giving you everything. It's a more focused kind of thing.
Yes.
So I think that that's a way where it kind of combines the need to be able to ask whatever we want in the committee about the huge, lovely amounts of bills that pass. So it's a combination. So we get the
focused
verbal. Written.
Yeah.
We get all the information. So we have context and we understand also, okay, so there's this bill. So then this, you know, it's a whole jigsaw puzzle there. But then the verbal will focus more on what we actually can do, what's within our power to influence, change, or whatever, but also leave it open in a way then that if people do have questions about certain bills, it might be something that they overlooked. They didn't think of it in a certain angle, that somebody might look at it and be like, hey, and we'll have time for that too. Like, it's like everything, but.
Yeah, to get more applicable information.
Verbally.
And then, so cut down probably the length of the verbal reports. And then if somebody has a comment or question, add that in on that time.
Yeah. I mean, I think
that. I mean, I don't understand why we're having this conversation because I feel like the verbal reports aren't so long. I feel
like they're like between the two of them, it's half an hour and then to 45 minutes sometimes when we had this local, which we may be adding in local again. If relevant.
45 minutes doesn't seem like a very long time to me. I mean, also full disclosure, this is my only committee.
Yeah.
Too. So
yeah.
I also look at it differently than somebody that might have be on two committees or whatever. So
I think the point is this committee has the least meat to chew on.
Right. So why are we trying to get rid of more? I don't understand why we're trying to parse it down even more.
That's not my interest. My interest is getting more meat.
Right. Yeah. Yes, because we're talking about that this committee does nothing, yet we're sitting here having a conversation about how can we get rid of conversation. So I don't
want to talk about stuff that doesn't serve the public, that isn't going to come to the board, affect the budget, affect our customers. I feel like we're all paid to be here. Everyone in this room is paid to be here. Maybe, you know, people are working on other projects. Maybe their time would be better spent on something more pressing than being here late at night. I mean, it could go longer. I would rather focus on things that directly affect the agency rather than talking about things that don't affect the agency, because we're spending public money having a discussion about stuff that we're not going to do anything with. That's what... I mean, I was brought up public sector. Frankly, time is money. So if we're spending time on something, we're spending money on something.
Private sector.
And what?
You were brought up private
sector.
Yeah, you said public.
Oh, I'm sorry. Private sector. Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No.
Public sector, you're criticized for the opposite.
There's no reason that public sector shouldn't be the same way.
Exactly. I mean,
especially when we are facing, you know, a tight budget, as we all know. Maybe people could be working on grants. Maybe people can be, you know, spending some extra time after work working on outreach if they weren't here, if it's not necessary. I don't see having a discussion that doesn't lead to something. Just to talk about something that's interesting, because as I said before, I could talk about stuff all day, but it doesn't serve the public. So,
go ahead.
One of the things that sort of got, I think, discussed here was we get updates on things and they're presented to us in a, you know, this isn't just your information, just an update. And in hearing that, it occurred to me how it would be much more useful, I think, to everyone if the update included an opportunity or encouraged us to provide things like course corrections or discussions about possible course corrections. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think back just recently, we had the educators were here and an educator was here and discussing on, you know, the kinds of things that they're doing. And one of the things that I learned was that our only toehold in the high schools mm-hmm. was that basically augured in. It was done. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, I personally was disappointed because I was advocated for that in the very beginning. I brought the introductions and but it would have probably been more useful to everyone if we had had a discussion. Well, is that something we should just, you know, okay, it didn't work and give up, which is right. Maybe a legitimate, and that's the staff. That's what they decided, I think, more or less on their own. And or is this something that maybe the board would want to say, or the committee would want to say, well, you know, if that toehold didn't work in the high schools, then maybe you ought to go find something else, or, you know, let's, you know, no, don't give up on that. Okay. And I, you know, if that had been the discussion, I'd have probably said, you know, don't give up on that. Okay. Let's at least not give up on the high schools. But that wasn't the discussion that was presented to us. It was just a, you know, here's an update. You know, outreach, I mentioned already that, you know, I am a huge advocate of transparency. I'm not a huge advocate of spending public dollars to advertise how good we are, and to push that information on people that many of which don't care. Okay. To the extent that, you know, we spend money on advertising, maybe to encourage conservation, that's great. But to say, you know, to spend the public dollars on just, you know, we're doing great. Okay. I'm not so sure I like that. So I would like the discussion to be, you know, when we get updates, is this the best use of taxpayer dollars? So that's sort of a direction I would offer to staff that would be more useful to me. If the discussion was framed differently in both the agenda and in the presentations.
May I?
I'm going to like come back. So.
Oh, do you want to?
No, but please.
So, because I was
going to say, I'm going to switch subjects.
I was going to say about the communication. So I look at it in two different ways. First of all, I look at it as far as a customer. Like, I'm a customer of SCB Water, and my day is busy. And if I don't see certain stuff pop up, like, okay, granted, I know a little bit more because I'm on the board. However, I pull my friend, like, I ask people every once in a while, like, oh, do you know about this? Do you know about this? And
they don't.
And they do. Someone's like, oh, yeah. I've had somebody send me recently a clipping they were looking at a water something, and they reached out and asked me about PFAS and the Delta Conveyance Project.
Wow.
Yeah. She said, she's like, I saw your picture in the news, in like a water thing. I think it was the PFAS.
The insert that was in the LA Times.
Okay. So she's like, I saw it. And then she had all these questions. So, you know, so for me too, it's like, kind of like, I'm busy and I want you to let me know how I can, like, we're serving the public, and it sometimes serves me for you to let me know that there's things that are happening, because I don't have the time to go looking for them personally. That's one way that I look at it. The other way I look about it is that if we don't build a baseline with our customers, and we show them a consistency, it'll be very hard to come and talk to them when all of a sudden when we need to. I think if they are used to seeing us, and they're used to us saying this, you know, and proving ourselves by telling them what's happening, and, you know, and letting them know if it's about the drought, if it's about the water, if it's about the rebates, if it's whatever it is, I think we're creating a trust with our customers that then when we need to go back to them and deal with some difficult things, you know, there is some trust. It's not like, you never told me anything, but now when you want to raise my rates, now you're coming to talk to me.
So let me start, because I know Steve has to go get a plane. I want to reach. I think that this exactly is why we need an agenda item to talk about proper.
So, yeah, we probably
scale gotta,
yeah not
of,
get
of,
too
right
into each individual. Probably even I are a little bit too far into. You know, what my opinion is.
I think we're getting there as to suggestions that would make us all enjoy the meetings more and feel like it's a good use of our time.
Make it more productive, yeah.
More productive. So can we focus the next 15 minutes on ideas that we all support to make the meetings better? And then maybe we'll get into these specific packages as agenda items in the future. So
can I
sorry to interrupt.
Real quick, make one point. This agenda item specifically for the planning calendar for 2024, we laid out three recommendations. There's the proposed calendar, which offers every other month consultant updates, advocate updates. Then there's this proposed calendar, but you want to make some tweaks to it. And I just laid out a potential topics that will fill in other months, or make no change. We'll continue with what is already in your packet. Here's what our calendar currently is.
So say that again. I'm confused about what the choice is.
On
why page, see this?
Starting on page 13, there's the proposed. So
right. That's
different than what our current calendar is.
Okay.
That changes the format to go every other month.
With the Ledge consultant.
So that's option A.
Yes.
Proposed calendar. Option B, that proposed calendar, but you would maybe want to do some tweaks. You would want to make them quarterly instead of bi-monthly, or you want to...
Oh, the Ledge.
Yeah, so whatever tweaks that. Or option C, no change. We keep with monthly. Both advocates go monthly, and we keep the same agenda format. We have the discussion of, you know, changing, making them more actionable. That's separate, but I'm just talking specifically calendar-focused, what we're going to put out. If we're meeting on this date, and these are what we're going to talk about. Those are what we're asking for from this item.
Okay. What do we think about option A as proposed, B, which is staggered Ledge for every other month, B is
if you want to make any tweaks.
No change. Tweaks that or leave it as we have been doing. So let's just go around and poll. What do you want to do with the Ledge advocates? Let's focus that, see if we can wrap that up. What is your feeling on how frequently we want to hear from the Ledge advocates, and do we want to alternate or any changes to how they currently do it now?
My view is that we shouldn't simply arbitrarily say every other month, nor should we arbitrarily say every month. I think that we ought to, as every other board meeting and committee meeting and other committees, they deal with things that are, you know, when they have something to say. Okay, when staff has something to say, when an advocate, one of our advocates has something to say, my suggestion would be that we ask staff to provide us these updates when they are meaty, if you will, or when they, you know, not when, you know, legislators are out of session, they're all back in their home district, who knows what they're doing, you know, that month, why would we want to hear that they're back in the district? They're not doing anything. So I would prefer to have not an arbitrary, but have our advocates and our staff form our agenda as they do for every other committee and board meeting, and trust them to bring us stuff that's of value. Okay. I think that would serve everybody's need.
Okay. What's your thought on how frequently we should hear from the Ledge advocates?
So I like getting the monthly reports.
Written, yeah.
And I would like to get the monthly reports written.
Mm-hmm.
I also, like, again, I fluctuate between, like, yes, like, if it has to do with us, then let's hear about, like, if there's something that
so staff
kind of
says
staff
we want to hear
says
about
there's
the...
something to do. At the same time, I also, like, I know that things have come up in the past where a director had a thought or whatever based on something that they read, and it did lead to something else. And I think that then not having, like, somebody to talk to, like, not having them on would be a missed opportunity. Like, we're already here.
Okay.
But I definitely agree about more actionable and, like, direction.
Mm-hmm. What is your thought on advocates?
So I like option C. I like keeping it the way it is, keeping it monthly, both verbal and written. You know, and if it's they're on recess and everybody's in their district and that's my report, that's fine, because then you can pad, you know, the meeting with something else that could be a discussion, and that we feel like we're making more, we have more of a decision-making role in that, then we do that.
Okay. We're just going to make a decision here. Because if I were going to change it, which I would like to change it, at some version of what Director Bronstein is suggesting, which is, yes, if there's an action item, so what you both said, if there's an action item, timely something we have to discuss. This hearing is coming up. We need your input for it. It is put on the agenda specifically. And then to leave room for discussion and learning, if it's focused on things that will be coming to us that we should hear about, what about staggering Fed and state? So there is a face in front of us every month, but maybe we get a focus update from feds 1 month, focus update from the state 1 month. And then again, if there is an actionable item that we need to hear from the other party who's not normally calendared, that they can also come in on that same month. So if it's the federal update month, but we need to hear from Dennis for something that he needs our opinion on or he needs to tell us about, then Dennis will come on, but otherwise he wouldn't if they're on recess. Because I am concerned that, you know, what do they say about chaos fills a void or something? I mean, if you have time to talk and he's there, then we're going to talk to him, even if it's nothing relevant. And then that's takes away time from the other thing that I think we agreed on, which was having actionable agenda items. I want to see us spend time on the actionable agenda items as well. So you're going to have to be mediator and then go catch your plane.
Well, I think, I mean, it's tough to mediate this because it's all over. But,
yeah.
We know that, but it's been valuable input. I think the biggest takeaway, I'm guessing Kevin will agree with me, is this kind of concept of trying to make things more actionable. I think we can try our best to do that. This committee is difficult to do that in, right? It's the meat side of it. It's depending on how you look at meat, I guess.
Right.
If you look at meat as taking action, getting it to the board and getting action that way, then it's tough to do in this committee because a lot of that stuff's being done in the other committees. If the meat is having, you know, information on, you know, legislative items and policy and trying to understand that, then that happens here. And the more exposed you get to it, the more you get to have a meal of that. So, I mean, I think the takeaway is, I think what we'd like to try is focusing kind of on this actionable, you know, thing. And then we can work with the advocates for sure to get written reports, you know,
that continues
every cycle. And then focus their verbal report on something that is like of topic that needs input or action. And okay. So
can we agree that we would invite staff when there's little meat expected in a report for staff to just
ratchet,
kill that presentation?
If I may. So I think that best fits in the format of keeping the calendar the way it is now, because that gives us latitude to do that. So there's a section for legislative consultant reports, and then we have the discretion of, does Dennis need to talk this month? Dennis gave us 6 months. If he really loves to talk these 6 months, he says that there's this going on, he gives some reason that's listed in the proposal. I want to cover this. So for those, great. And then if Jeff's like, yeah, there's really nothing new from us.
Sure. Then so a placeholder every month.
Every month. And if it's not there,
there's an understanding that it could be scratched.
Right. And lastly, I want to say always, I mean, I did this with a topic that was of concern to me when I started with the committee. If there's something that looks interesting, looks like we need to talk about it, ask Steve if it's okay to set up a call with a consultant and they'll talk to us. It's included in their package. So you can always do that. And then if it is something like, oh, this is really important and we can bring it up, that was the other thing we were going to add, director. Were we going to add director requests for future agenda items to this committee? Because we don't have that opportunity to shape the agenda but we can add that.
I think it's on, which it just recently got out.
Yeah.
The idea there was rather than drift and talk about things in the meeting that night for efficiency to, if there's something that is of interest that you can ask for it and put it in the parking lot, then we can go back, prepare it and bring it back and have a good discussion on it at that point.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Okay. Well, I know that you need to go.
I do.
I'm always very nervous when I go into the airport, so I'm sure you're
also, can we change the clock?
Yeah.
What is it?
You want a boost?
It's still in the old time.
No, it is. Yeah.
Look at it. Like, it is not in the clock.
See, I missed my plane already.
So
thank you for the input.
And thank you for staying and helping with this. We'll continue the meeting, but that was the heavy lift for the night.
So we're agreed then, the third option, keep the calendar the same, but then the discretion of pull it if we need to pull it.
Yeah. If you
it's
think.
Sort of, it's a gentle encourage
to pull it.
Pull it. Not.
No.
You can. Gentle, I mean, it's not your event.
Yeah. Thank you.
Travels.
Thank you. And then you'll talk to them. Oh, I know they're on focusing the commentary on.
And Steve and I do meet with Jeff's team and with Dennis's team prior to meetings and prior to the agenda set to go over those anticipated topics.
And then the agenda items will be have some kind of, receive. Number one reason, if possible, frame it in a policy context about outreach. Here's our outreach budget. This is why we do it this way. Do you agree? What would you change? Or we think we should change this. I'm not going to make any comments about any media platforms being dead or not dead, but maybe there's a shift based on the data you're getting that this is what we spent last year. This is what we're going to spend this year. What do you all think? And similar.
So how I've done that in the past is I've rolled that into the communications manager report. Mm-hmm. And so I think going forward, what I'm hearing is that would make more sense to pull that out as a separate agenda item.
Right.
Discussion specifically on that with recommendations.
Right.
Rather than folding in, here's five things that I'm going to talk
about. Right. Because then we start commenting.
Going all over.
Exactly.
So for example, the budget. A budget presentation, but that's a separate agenda item. It's not necessarily lumped in with everything.
Exactly.
So you can track that better.
Right, exactly. And similar, you talked about education. Maybe that's a topic that's broader.
You have an issue with baked cakes.
Yes.
I have an issue with baked cakes.
Is baked cakes.
Yeah.
Or we're presented with something versus being able to be on it at the while we're putting the ingredients in.
Yeah, that's good.
That's his.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's
the Ed Hawley slogan.
No, that actually is Dan.
Dan?
Mortensen? Yeah.
Oh.
That was his. And as far as I'm concerned, that's really where he provided.
Okay, and then we have the newly added director request for agenda items. So we can do that. So, okay.
Can I make a comment on something I kind of wanted to come back to?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to make sure
we're still on that.
So this is an interesting discussion because there are some fairly immediate things that we can influence, and then there are things which are much bigger topics, and so this is relationship to some bigger topics that have been brought up here today. And that is, the whole committee structure. And as Beth pointed out, it sort of implied it doesn't work very well. And so, one of the things that we complain about as board members is that Water Resources knows about this. I don't. Okay, I'm waiting, and so particularly like this committee, we get all kinds of information that never gets to the board.
That's true.
Okay, and so if you made me king, and I guess what we need a committee is a board role.
Yes.
No, that's not my answer. So my thinking is that I wish that we would structure ourselves kind of as Beth says, that everything gets brought to a board, right? And if individual members say that, you know, that engineering crap is just, I don't even care, okay? If that's an engineering meeting of the board and that's not something that interests me, I won't go, mm-hmm. right? So we can have meetings that have, as a board, that have an agenda. And if the agenda doesn't have something that I need to worry about, I won't. There was a, way long ago, there was a short time that CLWA experimented with that kind of an approach. And it was different in that there was, the intent was to create committees that were larger, but not actually include the entire board. And the reason it fell apart was that there was supposed to be sort of a gentleman's understanding that if you weren't asked to be on that committee, that you wouldn't go. So that, so that you could create committees of five in our current board structure. I don't remember the numbers back then. But it was more than
a majority.
Yeah. So we created committees of a majority of the board with the understanding that the folks that weren't appointed wouldn't go. Mm-hmm. And then people said, well, screw that. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to get paid. I wish we could go back to something like that, or even, frankly, I'll tell you my own personal opinion is that when we pay directors to be on the phone with the general manager for a half hour conversation, a phone conversation, a half hour, and we're paying them nearly $250 for that phone call, right? And then we say we can't afford to have board members go to, you know, we can't have meetings with more input from the board. I think that that's, I don't see how you can weigh that and come up with anything other than half hour phone calls should not be paid.
Well, and not everybody takes a stipend for them.
Right? Okay. Yeah. So, well, some do.
So definitely you should be on that ad hoc committee when they talk about reforming the board, and you probably should too.
Yeah. Well,
I suggested that we rotate, and each year, like mm-hmm. we're up for 4 years, there's four committees, and that we rotate through the committees. I was like, if we can't restructure everything, I just think it gives people more understanding. Every year you get a little bit versus only getting.
Well, that would make it hard to become a better contributor to the committee.
Because you wouldn't
have the history. You wouldn't have the. So if I was to go to engineering, I haven't been on the engineering committee for years. And if I was appointed to the engineering committee today, it'd take me months to kind of get up to speed and to be a contributing member to that committee. So I'm not sure that I would agree with what I have a rotating, but.
Can we bring this back to this committee schedule? Yeah,
sure.
I know we have a couple more items too, but did you have other things?
Nope.
Does anybody
nope.
have anything else on the calendar for this committee or how they'd like to see the meetings change? We're okay.
I think
we can do that. And a good reminder is things always change. So if it doesn't work or we don't like it, we can talk about it again. So, but I think these are good improvements that accomplish what a little bit of what everybody wants. So, okay. If nobody else has comments on four, we will move on to item five, which is the communication manager's report.
For your information only. Very quick, just wanted to, I know you've all seen, we put out a press release. Our communications group received five awards recently from the Public Relations Society of America's Los Angeles chapter. I did want to go in a little bit further detail from Steve's update at the last board meeting. The Drought Ready SCD campaign that won Best in Community Relations, just as a distinction, those awards are our industry categories. So we started in the government category, and then the winners of those move into the Best in Show. So mm-hmm. the finalists for Best in Community Relations were USC, Anthem Blue Cross and SCD Water. Wow. To meet both of them.
That's
amazing. To get the best in the Los Angeles region. So that's a pretty big deal for us.
Yeah.
So that was just some context for that. Our Fall Water Academy wraps up this Saturday. We just had our final really in-depth session last night, which focused on finance and technology and advocacy. And then on Saturday, we'll be meeting at Rio and doing a treatment plant tour and really giving them in-depth then. That's 8:30 to 11:30 on Saturday. Leading into Light Up Main Street is our next and second to last community event of the year. Our staff will be out there passing out goodies, giveaways that we've got stored up on the street. That starts at 4 o'clock and we'll have communication staff there from 4 to 8. And then
that's usually packed. Have you been?
Yes. I used to work that event
for the city.
Yeah. I was at the stage doing that coordinating.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, they get, they estimate just under 10,000 people, which is my understanding that if they report over 10,000 people, it's a mega event that then more permits are involved.
Yeah.
So there's a ton of people there.
Yeah.
9,939.
Yeah.
In terms of all the permits. So that's going to be, it's going to be slammed. But our setup is going to be in the same block of photos with Santa. So we should get a good mix of people coming through. We've got literature to give away, but if the rain is coming, we're not going to put papers out. It makes sense. Our final event of the year is on December the 2nd, the Family Literacy Fest at the library. So we'll be a part of that. In past years, they've combined that with Touch a Truck. They separated those back out now. So we continually partner with the libraries for that. So we'll be there in early December. And then that will conclude our events for the year. And that's my report.
So you say there's no action, but I think that we should insist that we get 6 awards next year.
I should.
So now you have some marching orders.
Okay. You have a bar to set.
Well, that's, you know, does anybody disagree with that as a goal?
Any other than that, any director comments?
Well, first of all, congrats and thank you for putting context onto that award, because that makes it all the more amazing. And so, again, congrats to the team. It's amazing. Just a couple of things that I had noted to share on potential outreach strategies that I've seen, and I have no idea if they would yield results, so I'm just throwing these out for consideration. One of them is, so I was at the DMV, my daughter, just getting her learner's permit a couple weeks ago. My youngest, round 3. And so they have TV screens up where they call numbers and all that, but they also run ads in between. And so Green SEV is running an ad on there. So I thought, oh, I'll throw it out to you guys to see. I would highly recommend English and Spanish if you do anything on there, but I have no idea what it costs or if you think it would yield anything. So I'm just tossing it out. And the other thing is, I don't know if anybody's signed up for the email, your postal service mail preview. I signed up for it because they scan your mail basically, and you can see what's sitting in your mailbox waiting for you. And they always run an ad at the top, or they have something that they're advertising on the top. So again, I have no idea what it costs.
Is that for PO boxes or
no?
Residential
mail. Yeah. I never noticed the ad on top.
Yeah, there's an ad. So again,
it's also not very reliable. There's things that come that don't get.
Okay, so but you know what? That's what I thought too. There's a tiny, tiny, tiny little link that says "See All" that I missed. So I think if you click on that, it expands it.
Oh.
So yeah, but you have to like log in. It's a process.
But see, this is a perfect topic to discuss communication strategies and where we should advertise and not, including all of these things.
Yeah.
And why are we doing it or why are we not doing it?
So if I can amend my report to include the discussion from before. That will be my focus for this year, because we tend to give communications year in review. So we can focus that more of here's what we did last year.
Right.
What is the input to change this year? Here's what we did in education last year. What should we do? So we did some of that when they were here last month, but not to the specificity on the agenda coming into it.
Yeah.
So that will be our goal, is to lay those out. We don't necessarily need to do that every month. But when it makes sense, the budget makes sense to do before the budget starts.
Right.
And instead of those informing, turn those into targeted discussions.
And so we can understand, maybe there already is a budget that would include those type of ads. Maybe you're already doing it. Maybe you're not. Maybe it makes sense. Maybe it doesn't. But if we have a standalone item, we can
talk about it and make sure that that gets addressed as opposed to just. So what, did you have anything else?
I'm happy to research those costs. I've not looked into what the costs are for that.
I have no idea about them. I just made a little note of, I'm like, share this with Kevin.
Okay. So that was it for, okay. Any other? Okay. So that was comments on five. And now we already talked about calendar pretty extensively, but do you have anything on item six?
No, just a reminder that next month we have listed as a cancellation.
Mm-hmm.
So we will resume in January on the 18th with a regular meeting. We'll have an outreach year in review, which I would anticipate would also include a potential discussion on a water summit.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that a little bit here. We've gotten some direction to target spring 2025,
mm-hmm.
just in terms of planning time.
Mm-hmm.
We have the budget already for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we started to plan 4 years ago that never made it through COVID. So we may, as part of that outreach year interview and the year forward, look ahead, try to have a discussion of what that format would be, potential topics to include, what you've seen at conferences
right.
and summits and what's been useful to help us inform that planning process.
Yeah. So great. So another standalone agenda item discussion. Yeah. And I just want to make sure we.
Well, I know because I want to have the discussion.
Yeah.
Why the hell we're doing it?
Oh,
that's a whole other.
See, we can have that debate. And then just a quick question on outreach year in review. Again, I know that there's like so many different categories. If there's things that we think after we hear a year in review, like we want to hear more about advertising. We want to hear more about sponsorship. We can bring those back.
We can bring
detail as a standalone.
Sure.
Because
or if you want to tell me ahead of time, hey, I really like you to cover. Because I envision it as when I look at outreach, year interview, communications, advertising, social media, press. I don't necessarily include the education group. We pulled those separately
mm-hmm.
while they fit under us.
Okay.
So that would be the traditional public relations.
Okay. But then there's categories in that, right? Like you said outreach, but like where would like sponsorships fall? Is that
That's
in communication?
We are in charge of that. We can do that as well. To make sure that we
in your year in review. Yes. Yeah, because I still don't understand that exactly.
I was going to say, I was actually going to wait for the last item and bring
okay.
that up.
For the agenda.
Move on then. Wait, can I
ask? Oh, sorry. Question.
Calendar?
Yes.
It's actually a more communication manager's report. I saw the social media post that went out that was warning customers to not, or that SCD water is not part of some type of water testing thing. Can you just address that? Because
yes.
I just wanted to know more.
Yes. So, there was a family member of one of our employees who received a door hang. Here's a water test. Fill out this water test. Call this number. We'll come and pick it up. And she called the employee and said, "Are you guys are doing this? Should I do this? It seems kind of weird. There's no information on who left it."
Oh, wow.
So immediately that employee called water quality, said, "Are we doing this? I can let them know that yes, this is legitimate or it's not, or how come we haven't told people we're doing it?" And he said, "Absolutely, we don't do that. That's not what, here's a photo of what the, you know," he sent me the test and said, "This is what it looks like that they're putting out there. We don't do this. Ours are logoed. We put them in agency bags. They've got SCD water on it. It has my contact information." So it was just a very quick, these are starting to go out in the community. We needed to
mm-hmm.
quickly, if you see this, that's not us. Ours will have our information on it.
Mm-hmm.
We assume that it's a vendor trying to sell
a water
softener or treatment, or that's what we assume that it is. We don't know because we don't know who put it out, but we wanted to make it clear that it was.
Can we send a test one in to see what happens?
If you'd like to.
If you give me the brochure, I'll
tell someone to do a test one just to see what happens. Because I think we should know in case somebody thinks it is us. Like, what's the process it's going through? What are they being given? What information are being given? Like, do it.
You can
call the number.
You could call the number. I mean, again, this is something like is that a priority to do, or should we just, what do we need to know to tell the customer? Like how?
Well, as I said, I think making a phone, calling the number is not.
It'll take like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
Just so
in case whatever we need to address it, I just think that
we don't have to mail in a fake sample and.
No,
so I think we should have somebody mail in a sample.
I think so too. Yeah. We'll see what happens. It would be hilarious to mail in like some distilled water or something and then have them come back and say, oh my God, you're going to die if you don't buy our $3 million home treatment system. You know, your family's at risk and you're like, oh, it's distilled water that we sent you. That would be funny. So, because if that's what it is, that's probably. I mean, I'm not going to say that they're going to lie, but it would just be hilarious. Yeah. So, but it would be good to, I just think everything, going back to my other comment, like, you know, we need to make sure we know why we're doing everything, right? Spending time on things.
But I mean, if customers are thinking that this is us doing it, like, I think we should know what people are being confused over. So,
tell them that if they put it out there, they need to make sure, right there, like, let people know who's gone, you know.
Yeah. Thank you for explaining.
No, yeah. And my stance on it was, I don't want to take the time. I want to get it out.
Right.
Don't do it.
Not investigate it. And then, wait till.
Yeah.
I think being proactive is good.
Yeah. I do agree with that because people get all
kinds of scams.
Yeah, and they get all this whole thread going about, oh my God, and misinformation gets out there. So getting in front of it was good. Okay. Any other comments? So far we're up to 5 and 6. Good.
No, I'm good.
Okay, so moving on to 7, committee requests for future agenda items.
So I was going to ask about our sponsorships again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so during the outreach year interview, can I cover that one first to see what you would like? So I have to make sure that I'm including what is useful.
So what do you want to hear about specifically, like, so the logic of it, or what did we sponsor?
So I want to know what our policy is. I want to know why we sponsor these specific ones. I personally have concerns about sponsoring something that then becomes political. So that just makes me feel like it's a little bit messy and we shouldn't be part of it, but that's.
See, I think that may be a separate discussion in that level of detail.
Yeah.
Don't you guys think?
Well, that's what I thought that's what she was suggesting as a future agenda item.
Yeah.
We should have a discussion about the sponsorship guidelines.
Just so I understand, because this might have been right in the translation with Kathy, that was not included in the event participation. That's a separate why we sponsor things.
Right.
It's different than why we show up at events.
Yeah.
So we talked to, we have two different guidelines documents that I
but
we've already talked about event participation. We wanted to include that as well.
So I personally am not talking about, I'm talking about like things that we pay money, like we buy ice cream at Aqua.
Or a table at State of the City sponsorship.
But not necessarily, why do I have a booth at the Home and Garden?
Right.
Okay.
That's for me. I don't know if anybody else has other input, but that's what I
can pull that. I can do that separately as a separate item.
Yeah. Do the.
Would you still want that in January, or would you want that?
I love it in January. Why not?
If there's time, and again, maybe the advocacy consultant, sorry guys, we're still on the phone. Maybe they don't have anything in January, and we can have multiple items on that in that time slot. But if it doesn't fit, I think we could do it another month, right? If it's going to be very late.
I would recommend making it one of the standing items that gets reviewed annually. So I would say is put it where you think it will fit. I mean, I reminded myself, I went to the website and I pulled up the discussion we had of both briefly, but it was mostly the event one, right? But then I pulled up the sponsorship guidelines as well, because I just wanted to review them. I'm going to go back to my... I just brought these myself. They weren't in our packet, but I was trying to better understand them because I feel like I'm going to go back to what I was talking about last time is the request from the Valencia High School ASB. And I feel like I dropped the ball for them and I feel bad about it because I feel like the communication should have been more streamlined. I should have stepped out of it and it should have been handled by you. And I feel like I fumbled it maybe for them, because information that may have been useful to you in making a decision didn't get to you. And so I just feel like it was, I'm sad. I think it's a missed opportunity for having had some type of nice community relations campaign around that. And I feel like we probably run out the clock on that opportunity, but I don't know, maybe not. So that's why I pulled it up, because I thought, well, maybe I'm missing something. Maybe it's like completely out of the, you know, the goals and the stated benefit, the preferred benefits of the sponsorship. Right. And so I don't know, I feel like it could have satisfied two out of the three requirements. But what I would, and what else, what I think what we should talk about also is, I feel like there could be a little bit more concrete information in here that would help one of us, if we get a request from somebody in the community, to know exactly how to handle it. And then maybe it's a little just more clear in terms of how the decisions are made.
Right. And whether they would qualify or not.
Can you refresh my memory? Are those guidelines something that this committee wrote, or were you presented with them and gave input? Or
I have never seen them in my entire
life.
Just
presented, but
I haven't seen them in the last year, so it must have been prior to that. I wouldn't even know where to look.
Well, since we last discussed at POL meeting September 18th, 2019.
Sweet. So yeah, that should be something that this group.
Yes.
Like the legislative platform sets what those are.
Yeah. Exactly.
So we can and I'll tell you, and I shared with you after the meeting last time about sharing with the group for that specifically. I agree with you. It could have met this. It's great for the community. It supports the ASB. It helps build water facilities around the world. It helps our mission in that respect. Where it doesn't meet is the money doesn't go to the school. It goes to a third party that acts on behalf of the school. It doesn't benefit our service area. And so we were like, what do we do here? Steve and I were talking about it. So we made a decision of, let's look at it next year and see. Have more time to really, because we were running up against the clock, to really discuss it. So that's where we landed on that for this year.
And I think a lot of those, I mean, if they're clearer, it goes smoother. And you know, we know as board members, the community can pull it up to see if it's something that they would qualify for. I do know the bottled water and water truck thing, I don't think was even written down until Kathy wrote it right before she left, because there was somebody that didn't remember what was going on or didn't know what was going on. They were promised something verbally. It didn't really meet the new policy, but they, you know, said, you agreed to this last year. And so we just did it. So I think making them more clear for everyone and available for everyone makes it fairer.
Yeah.
And so, we will talk about sponsorship, but anything else that isn't clear, and I think there's other things that we can talk about that are actionable and we need to review, especially if they're from 2019.
Would you want the event participation then reviewed annually at that same time?
Sure, that makes sense.
If it fits in. If it doesn't fit in and you need to break it up, then do it in two pieces.
Any other future agenda specific items?
No.
For the outreach year interview, I heard advertising, strategy, why we do it, what we spent, what we're planning to spend, why that's allocated that way. Just overall social media strategy, what we're trying to accomplish, and our communications priorities, the long-term campaigns that we're working on, versus more of the short-term public information, transparency items, and then getting direction from those.
And how we know if they're working, like what are the data points that are giving us feedback on those?
Question on, you mentioned social media specifically, and that was on the proposed calendar. Why are you breaking out social media?
When I listed on the proposed, it was in my mind, we get quarterly reports from our consultant that we talked about bringing on this consultant to manage our digital media strategy.
Okay. Okay.
That firm provides us quarterly updates, and so we're passing those and sharing that with the board at those times when we get them.
Okay.
That was just on my mind. Here's a topic that I could include in my report for that month. Yeah. I would have the quarterly report by then to share with you.
I personally would like your overview to include obviously not obviously, but everything, you know, print, TV, I don't know what you're doing, but you know, here's the 10 things we're doing and what we spent on each and any results that we have, like measure, how do we measure results from each of those categories? Rather than just zooming in on social media, because we have data, and it's fair to say we don't have data from these, but we think we should keep doing it for this reason, or we might drop this for this reason. Because
the customer service survey info incorporated with that would be helpful, because I remember that was helpful for us to understand
where what did people... they read. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah, I mean, the newsletters, right, counts as outreach.
I think email was number one, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, I wouldn't just limit the update on to social media. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Anything else? For future agenda items. I think this is a really good meeting because I think we talked about where we can go and kind of get
decisions.
We did. We reached a conclusion.
Two action items tonight. Hmm? I think there were two action items tonight.
Yeah. See?
The platform and what?
The calendar.
Yeah.
The calendar. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's like upstart average.
That's like half for the whole year.
I know. Okay, well, if there's nothing further, I think we can call this adjourned. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Everybody say go Kings, they're playing. 4 minutes. Go Kings, they're playing.